so long.
Okay, let me go over some of the rest of the semester things. Next week, Tuesday and Thursday, I will be available starting at 9:30. It turns out that I finished what I needed to finish in my 9:30 class, so I'll be available from 9:30 to 6:30 on Tuesday, and Thursday from 9:30 till around 3 for help. So those two sessions will be for help. Your final is the following Tuesday, okay? And as I said, homework is due on Thursday the 8th. However, if you come to the help session on the 8th and you're working on stuff, I'll take that stuff that you're working on up through Saturday, and please don't abuse it. In other words, I will take a couple of things, but if you try to pass in the whole world on Saturday, I'm smart enough to figure out that probably this isn't all a result of not having finished something on Thursday. So anyway, I want most of it by Thursday. I will take a few things by Saturday. I'll even take a few things the day of the final if you need to pass them in. But I get grouchier as it goes, and so it's better to pass it in earlier because, like as I said, I get grouchier, which means I correct harder. So anyway, I'd get stuff passed in. Your final is on Tuesday, the whatever that turns out to be, 12th, 13th. Okay, your final is on Tuesday, the 13th. What time does it start? Has anybody figured that out? 11? It's around then. Anyway, I will look it up and post it. But you have to send me the final prior to the posted time. Now, I will not be here. This is an at-home, this is a do the final on your own time. You'll have a week. So it will be posted this coming Tuesday. Okay? And it will be due the following Tuesday. So you have a week to do it. It has to be passed in by the time the final starts or you start losing points. And I'm serious about that, so you do lose a lot of points. I will be available via email, but I will not be here to offer the final. As I said, I'm more valuable, actually, I think, by email where people can ask me questions because people aren't going to be coming in at the time of the final because it's due before the final starts. Okay, so nobody's going to be here, so I will be around and answering email, so you can email me and at any point and I can answer the emails. So that's the deal on the final. The final is a take-home final. I will post it 1 week ahead of time. Now, the other thing is that if you are in bad shape in the course, you will get the grade that you earn, but I will keep taking things if you keep sending them in, and I will do grade changes. So it's possible to pass the course in June as opposed to May. But you'll get the original grade that is the grade that you earned, and then you can pass in the stuff. You probably will have to nag me because I'm done correcting, and so you'll have to say, did you get, et cetera, et cetera. You cannot earn an A except on time. You can earn a B, you can earn a C, and that is probably the one that people get the most if they pass things in late, because you've lost a lot of points on late passing as well. So that's the deal. So keep passing in work, and eventually I will correct it. Okay. Questions? Okay, so now we're going to go back. I'm going to look at the last one that I looked at briefly, and then we'll move on. So we're looking at Alice. Okay, in the one that I looked at the end last time, we had process. And I think on the things that you passed in, this is the thing that I picked up on the most, is I created a new variable. And if I then come over here, I can change the number in the variable. And then I can drag this variable down here and drop it. And now it says loop how many times? Well, how many is a 2? So it will loop 2 times. Okay? So I can drag a variable down there and make the variable the number of times it does something. And a lot of you made the variable, but you didn't end up using it. Okay? And if I'm going to make it, I might as well use it. I just drag it and drop it on top of, in this case, where it says 5 times, and it will change that to how many. Okay, so I can just drag and drop it there. So if I take this, huh?
Is there a benefit of doing the variable over?
Not terribly. It just proves that you know how to use a variable. more than anything else.
Is this ball bounce the first one?
This was ball bounce loops, loop. So if I drag this down like that, it now says, do it how many times, okay? And then if I want to change how many, I can come up here and change it right there. Whenever there's a little arrow next to it like that, it means that it can be changed, okay? So the next one I'm going to look at is an if statement. So I'm going to close this and open, or not close it, just open a new world. I'm not going to save it. And I'm going to open the one that says just plain if. Okay. So again, on all of these, I start out with world. And I'm going to, this is what gets executed, will my first method. And world means it's associated with world. Okay, this is my world. And underneath world, I am going to start up, wrap up, and process. So I'm going to start those up right there. I'm going to create them, and then I'm going to drag them over. So that when I execute my first method, it is going to do startup, then it's going to do process, then it's going to do wrap up. So that's basically what I need to do in this. Okay. So now my startup in all of these is basically the same. If I click on edit, I see it. And edit just says move up, move up, move up. So I put all the balls up in the air. That's my startup. Okay. And again, startup is housekeeping. It is basically setting things up. Then wrap up is what I want to do when I end. And wrap up is I put all the balls back down in the ground and then leave them hanging around up in the air. Okay, so wrap up is doing all that. Now I'm going to look at process. Okay, and in process on this one, I am doing an if statement. And again, down here at the bottom, I have my if statements, and I can drag them up. And I can create a new variable, which I used over there. And on this one, I'm going to use functions. And I'm using functions to create a random number. And I'll show you how I'm doing that. But this is using a lot of those kinds of things. So what I'm starting out with here is maybe the first thing I said, create new variable. So I clicked on create new variable. It comes up and asks me for a name. Okay, so Hello? There we go. If I click create new variable, it comes up and I can put in a name. And then it lets me give an initial value. Okay? So I stuck with one for a while, but it's going to be used to create a number. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to do something, rather, to create the number. So I created a variable called which ball equals one. Okay. Then I came over and I wanted to pick a random number. And random numbers, every language has a way to come up with a random number. And I decided I wanted a random number between 0 and 3. Now the way Alice is going to do that is it's going to come up with a decimal number. Okay? Now, in order to do that, I go over to functions because random number is a function. So I go over to functions. And then I'm going to do it again, basically. So I drag random number over here. I just drag it over. And can we drop it?
Yep.
All right.
I dropped mine. So.
Why aren't I able to drop that? Random number. Come on, you can do it.
Mine's not dropping either.
Okay. I'm having this kind of funny feeling that I did it the wrong way there. Okay, let me try it this way. If I drag which ball down? Yes. Okay, I honestly forgot how you do a random number. That's how I do it. So I set up the variable and I dragged it down. Okay, so I dragged down which ball. Try doing this yourself on this. Then I picked set value to, and I just went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to set it to 1. You do that a lot with Alice. You kind of do something and say, I'm going to put something else there in a minute, but I'm going to hold it at 1. Now, notice up here where I've got it done, it says set value to random number, and here I have set value to 1. What I'm going to do, and I should have remembered this, is drag random over number over and drop it on top of the 1. So now it says random number. Okay. Now it says more. And so I'm going to click on more. And it keeps doing mores, but I'm only going to do it for a bit. And it says you can pick the minimum. So I picked the minimum of 0. And then it says now you can pick the maximum. And I picked the maximum of 3, but 3 is not there. So I picked other, and then I clicked on 3. So I recreated that. And as I said, so what I did first I dragged that down. And then second, I dragged this in here. Okay. And then I clicked on the moors, yeah.
I might have just over listened, but which ball, what is that variable do?
Right now, which ball is just going to be a variable that holds a random number.
Okay.
And in a minute, I'm going to test and see what that random number is.
Okay.
And that's going to tell me which ball to move. But I haven't got there yet. Okay? So right now, I am just setting up a random number. And random number is going to be which ball. Okay. Did everybody get a random number set up? Or everybody that wants to? You're still waiting for your computer to turn on, I gather. Okay. Yeah, I had to wait this morning about 20 minutes before mine finally decided it would like to play. All right, so now I've got this. Okay, folks. Anybody got a question with the random number, as I said? First you drag down which ball. Then it says set value to, you let any number come in there. Pick a number. But then you go over to functions and you replace it with random number. Random number has a more. If you click on the more, it lets you set a minimum. If you click on the more, it lets you set a maximum. And there's a zillion other mores, but we are going to stop there.
Do you have to have which ball, random, minimum, maximum, on both spots? You have it up?
No, I'm just doing this so I can show you what I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay? The what you've got works. I'm redoing it so that you can watch me do it, basically. Okay? So now I'm going to put in an if. And I'm putting in an if else, and it's down here at the bottom, and I drag it up. Okay? So I'm dragging up the if else, and again, it asks me to do something. So I just pick true. What I want to test is which ball, but. And what does if true mean? It means nothing. If what is true, it means nothing.
Whatever you make. Is it whatever you make?
Well, we're gonna replace it with something, and then it's gonna be worth something. But if true is, if I say something, is it true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. It's true that you're going to, so whatever. So what I'm going to do now is notice I'm going to drag which ball down and replace the true. Because what do I want to test? I want to test which ball and find out what the number is that's in which ball. So I'm going up here and grabbing which ball and dragging it down and replacing the true. And then it asks me the question, what do you want to test? So I'm picking which ball is less than or equal to 1. So I'm going and picking all those things. And then when I click on it, it says less than or equal to 1. Okay, let me go over here and save that because I couldn't take a picture of that. Okay, so I've now got if which ball is less than or equal to 1. As I said, the random number is going to develop a decimal number. So what I've got is it's going from 0 to 3. And I'm saying less than or equal to 1, so I'm saying 0 point something something. If it is 0 point something something, whatever it is, it's less than 1. And that's going to be my first question. Okay, so if it's less than 1, I am going to go and make the toy ball bounce. So I click on toy ball, I click on methods, and I drag the bounce over there so that I am making the toy ball bounce. Okay? So I'm making the toy ball bounce.
What did you drag it to?
Right to there.
Okay.
So I have the action. So I have toy ball, and then I come down, and here's the bounce that I made, and I'm dragging that over and putting it right there. So I'm saying I'm dragging over if toy ball bounces. Okay. Now I've got an else. And else, in this case, if you look up above, I want to ask another question. Because I said if it's less than 1, else I want to check and see if it's less than 2. So I'm putting in an embedded if statement. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go and I'm going to drag another if up there and drop it right underneath the else. So I'm dragging another if up there, and again I'm saying true because I have nothing It's a placeholder. I have to say if something. Okay? And I don't know what I want to say, or it's not giving me the choices that I want to say. So I just put in a placeholder. So now I grab which ball and drop it where the true is. And I say less than or equal to 2. So if it is below 1, I'm going to have the toy ball bounce. Else, if it's below 2, I want to make the tennis ball bounce. So that means I'm going to come over here, click on tennis ball, click on bounce, and drag bounce over there. And then else, if it's not less than 2, I'm going to click on volleyball, and I'm dragging volleyball's bounce over there. Okay? So I've now got it so that I've generated a random number. And if the number is less than 0, I'm going to make the toy ball bounce. If it's between 1 and 2, I'm going to make the tennis ball bounce. If it's greater than 2, I'm going to make the volleyball bounce. Yes, no, maybe? Okay, so now if I run this, so I'm doing play, and they all went up in the air, and the tennis ball bounced twice. So basically, apparently, it was a number between 1 and 2, both times. If I restart, okay, that time it was the volleyball that bounced and then the tennis ball that bounced. Okay? And if I restart again, they all go up, that's startup. Tennis ball twice again. It really likes the tennis ball. So apparently numbers between 1 and 2 are its favorite to generate. Okay? Restart. Finally I got the toy ball to bounce and the volleyball to bounce and the tennis ball didn't get to bounce at all. Okay? So basically, I am finding a random number, I'm testing the random number, and I am acting based on what I find out when I test it. Questions? So, I'm going to now, remind me later, and actually I'm going to bring something else up. So I'm going to open a world now, and I'm going to combine the if and the loop. So this is exactly the same, except process now has a loop in it. So all I did here was I said, instead of having to click to do it again and again and again, I'm going to say loop 5 times. So that means I'm going to put in the exact same if statement, but now I'm doing a loop. Okay? So I am now going to say play, and it's going to do it 5 times. So there's the first time. There's the second, third, fourth, fifth. And now they're all going down. Okay? So each time I picked a different random number. Okay. What would happen if I had put the pick of the random number before the loop? How would it have been different?
Pick a random number and then do the loop?
Yes. And so what would happen on the bouncing? Would it be the same ball every time or would it be different balls?
The same.
So it'd be the same. Because if I pick the random number before I start the loop,
then every time it's gonna have the same answer about what which ball is, and so it's gonna do the same thing five times. If I put it inside, then every time it does the loop, it's getting a new random number. So potentially I could have, you know, them all going differently. I mean, there's only three balls, so there's gonna be duplication someplace. Potentially they could all be the same if it happened to pick the same random number five times. But it's probably not gonna pick the same random number five times, okay? So probably I will get different balls bouncing. Okay, I want you to take a few minutes now and do it. So I want you to do something, and you can use the one that you've already did last time, but I want you to do something now where you're incorporating an if statement in and incorporating a loop.
You can just start a totally new one.
You can start a totally new one, or you can work off the one you did on Tuesday and just go in and do something to the one that you did on Tuesday. It's totally up to you. But I want you to do something similar to this. Okay? We're basically doing this in class, and that means you don't get it for homework, so.
Is when we make the startup process and that's a method, right?
Pardon me?
Is that a method, the startup process?
Yes, the method's the startup, and so I just do create new method down here. So I click on create new method, it asks me for the name, and I called it startup. Create new method, it calls it process. Create new method, it calls it wrap up. You can open two versions of Alice if you want to, so that you can keep referencing back and forth. I think it lets you open two versions, doesn't it? Okay, I'm going to take attendance again today. Go ahead. Flip it over on the blank side, why don't you? Yes, you can have two versions of Alice open at the same time, so you can keep mine open and reference it back and forth. This is 2.0405. At home, I have 2.03 going. I want to put the date on that too while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. May 1st.
There was someone sitting there, you didn't get to sign it, I don't think.
There he is.
There we go.
Ben, why don't you? There's a signature thing. What happened to the world where everybody always had paper and pencil?
Computers came out.
Yeah. They just need
that.
I don't think.
No, back. Pass it back. But you're nuts now. Need paper and pencil and start a lab, or do you just record the whole class?
For some reason, this isn't letting me work.
I can't imagine not having user lectures. Like you and I have Janelle too,
right.
And she does like all of her stuff, and just like I have to sit there and watch her videos for our homework. I can't imagine writing that all day.
No, exactly.
That'd be awful.
Trying to keep up with Janelle is crazy.
Oh,
in
I know.
Class, I'm like, all right, I give up.
Yeah, the homework is just like videos, just all the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Redo the class.
Okay, function. Okay, I think you can go and do it easily. Go ahead and back where you were. Look up there. I think you can turn it.
That's that world. Go to world. You create a method.
Yeah,
because I just opened it.
What do they say?
Size, copy, turn objects.
Yeah, so turn objects.
Yeah.
How
do you create a new
member? That's just an easy way to do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Pardon me?
What do I put in?
Oh, all right. In the process.
Yeah, do it
in
the
not wrap up, that's wrap up.
Into
yes.
It, like,
because
I have to
okay,
so you're
going to
put
your
statement in there.
No, this is in will process, yes.
I'm trying to, I've got to have a with the start of the process.
Okay.
Just do create new method.
What's up?
Create new method.
And call it start.
I have a weird room
for
you.
Oh, you in my room. Okay, I'll leave out the space. They
so,
probably allow it. They, I think,
here,
actually
like,
allow it, but it's just a little
bit of time. And it was just weird.
And then you click on edit, and you can put stuff in it.
I it was
oh, go ahead.
I it was
so now you click on edit, and it's right there. It is right there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I probably hers, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Were you here the Web Tuesday? Okay. Do you know Alice?
No.
Okay, we can get him started. On the side of the
each line, if you press on the dots, you can drag it and move it, basically.
Yeah.
If you want to put them someplace else, or you can also delete them. If you right-click on those dots, it gives you the opportunity to delete or to make a copy or to disable, which is basically commenting it out.
Is it a new variable or a new parameter?
Which is a new variable or a new parameter? I'll create new variable to make which ball, you mean, or something like that? Which create new variable. Have you got yours done?
Mm-hmm.
If you're having problems, let me know.
Yeah, I'm lost.
This is supposed to be the fun one. Okay.
So I might even put it inside of a loop, but then I'm not really sure.
Okay, so.
Because I have mine, yeah, yours is balanced, and it's just.
That's fine. Just drag mine down to there.
Basically,
to where the truth is. And now ask a question. If mine equals, if mine is less than, if mine is greater than, what do you want to ask?
Greater than.
All right, that five greater than, that's less than. If it's greater than 1, okay, fine. And instead of 2, so if it's greater than 1, you want to do one thing, otherwise you want to do something else. And so you basically go back up here and have one of the things click on it, do something, right? So you can have, just grab over the move if you want to. Or just grab over anything, just have it do something. If true doesn't make a lot of sense, but having a variable does. And I think it's nice to have the variable a random number because then you don't know what the number's going to be. If you set a variable at 4, then you know it's always going to be 4. If you let it pick a random number, then the variable will be something different every time. Obviously, you can have it do multiple things on everyone. I just had it bounce once, but you can have it do multiple things. I want you to do something with a loop and something with an if.
Okay.
So
you put another if statement inside the else?
Yes, because that's the same thing that you do
in reality. Lots of times you say if, and I could have dragged another if statement up right below the if.
Okay.
In the case of two things being true.
Yeah, you can change the sand, just you can also put building objects. That's yeah, object building objects. Just do all that. I can't remember how to change the terrain unless you make a new project. Because when you make a new project,
everybody got something happening with an if and a loop?
I'm struggling.
Ah, come on, you said this was fun.
It is. It definitely makes it more interesting.
Okay, so you got a loop two times.
Well, this isn't the startup, so I know what that would be.
Okay, so that's fine. No, I mean... You can have it do something in startup. You can have it do anything you want in startup.
But do you want
I was going to put it in process, but
okay.
You can put it both places. So basically, you come down here and you drag up loop.
And then I can put
loop two times, right?
Well, now, if I wanted him on it, when I wanted him to really just forward to get closer to the net, it actually gave me the option of his arms is like back to him, stuff like that.
Yep. Have a good time on your own time.
That's on a very good
time. Yeah, I mean, there's a load of stuff you can do with this. I'm just trying to go through the basics of how a loop works and how if statement works. So you do a create new variable. You can go home and play with this and call it whatever you want to call it. How many is what I called it, but you can call it anything you want. So now you've got that.
There's a value of how many times it will actually do it.
Yes. So you're going to do it too. Okay, so click OK. And so now you can drag that how many down on top of that.
There we go. Okay.
So now if you want to, you can do an if statement. But if you want a random number, I don't know if you want to do what I did and get the random number or not. If you do, just drag the how many down. And right into there. Yeah, go ahead. Set value to anything. Just set it. And then come over here to functions and find random. Oh, I think it has to be in the world. And you're going to pick random number and drag it over to there. And now you pick a minimum and you pick a maximum. And now I would drag that up so it's inside the loop. So click on the little dots and drag it up so it's inside the loop. Okay, so now go down here and drag up an if statement. And if true is fine. But again, I put that inside the loop, so drag the dots over. Yep, now it's inside the loop. And then what I did was I said, if how many, so I dragged them down, right?
If too many is, and I said less than or equal to one, exactly.
She created a list for the list.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Would you mind?
More.
Well, that would definitely, don't feel like there's something somewhere.
Right.
I don't forget, I'm going to send some fresh things. All right, if you want a gift statement. That'll be saying create new building.
He's playing with that.
We're going to create new building.
I think that's his next shot.
So what do you want to call the building?
And then the palladium sometime. Which I'm like, I don't know if I'm excited about it. It's what they do.
Oh, that was just the.
All of that.
Some of them she says.
So now, click okay. And so now you can drag apples down there for the tree. And you can say, okay, if apples is greater than something or less than something, you pick a number. So if apples is not equal to two. So if apples is not equal to two, then you're going to do something with that box right. So volleyball apparently is going to move up. How far? 10 meters. Okay, and then you're going to have an else. And you're going to move something into there. Now, I picked a random number because I like the idea of a random number so that I can test.
I redid a bunch of things and I'm following along with what you did. But over here, I did which character is greater than equal to one. And then what do I drag over here? Do I just drag the character?
No, you just drag doing something. So,
anything,
yeah, duck prints can move if you want to.
Okay.
Okay. And then which character you want to get rid of that, I think. Yeah, because, well, you click on that over there, the dots. Right click on the dots and then delete it. Right. So you're saying if which character is less than or equal to one, then the duck prince is going to move.
Yeah.
Else. Now, the other thing is, the problem is, go back to where you were. That if is not inside the loop. So I would drag the whole if. Click on the dots. And drag it up there, right. And now it's inside the loop. Because before it was outside the loop, which meant that it was going to do the loop and then it would ask the question just once. Okay, if you need to drag things, if you click on the dots, you can drag things out of the loop, which I just did, or you can drag things into the loop, which I'm going to do again. It color codes for you, so, and indents, so you can see that the loop contains both of these things, okay? Because they all are on the same color background. So think about curly braces in JavaScript and how nice it would be if they provided colored backgrounds to tell you where the curly braces went. Okay? It's a very handy little thing. Okay, next I'm going to look at the X one. So I'm going to say file, open world. Would you like to save it? No. And I'm going to have the loop X. And look at, again, process, because my edit and my wrap up are the same. Okay, when we did the loop before, it basically, and I've... It just said loop 5 times, and then it said more complicated or something over there if you wanted to use the more complicated version. So if you click on that, in other words, if I bring up the loop, okay, it says show complicated version. So if I want to see the complicated version, I can click on that. And the complicated version is very much like a for statement, because it says, okay, I'm going to use an index, and I'm going to start the index at 0, and I'm going to say go up to, but not including 2 times, but I can change that, and increment by 1. So I can say a start. What this does is it allows me to start. So there's my start. This is when I want to end, and this is the change that I want to do. So it's like a for loop that we have written before, where I'm saying for index from 0 to 2 plus 1. It will keep incrementing by 1. Okay, so I'm going to change that to and make it a bigger number. Once I get rid of the ink layer, and I'm going to say do it 5 times. So now I have something that can happen 5 times. Now, if I drag up do together, it's going to shorten things, because it will do all the things that I want to do together as opposed to one at a time in sequence. Okay, so I can then go up to my toy ball and drag its bounce over here. Go to my tennis ball and drag its bounce over. And go to my volleyball and drag its bounce over. And I put that in the wrong place, because that is not in the do together. Okay, I basically dropped it wrong. So I'm going to click on the little dots to the side and drag it up so that it is under the do together. Okay. So I can control the loop and say do it from 0 to something. I could drag my variable down into any one of these so that I would do it how many times. Okay. But this gives me a more sophisticated looping structure. Questions? Okay. And the last one that I want to look at, or actually let's run this one. So they're all going up, that's start up. And then they're all bouncing twice. And then they're all bouncing, I think, 5 times or something. I've lost track of how many times I told it to bounce. But it's bouncing away, and now they're going down and closing up. Okay. Now there's one other kind of loop that I want to look at, open world, and I'm going to open the while loop. And this one just sets up a while loop. And again, you drag it up from down at the bottom, while, and it says, while, do it while, how many is less than 3. Okay? So I am going to drag up the while and put a holder in there, true. And then I am saying, do while. And I'm dragging the how many down. And I'm saying do while how many is less than 3 is what I said.
Where did you get how many from? Oh, you dragged
it down. I dragged it down. Okay. And then I can do a bunch of things in here. And if I bring how many down, I can say, if I just drag how many down, I can say increment it by 1. So to do this, I drag how many down like that,
and I get a choice of increment. So I can say I want to increment this, meaning I want it to change. Okay, because think about this for a minute, again, vis-a-vis programming. Did I get rid of the ink layer? I think I did somehow. I want to do something, and how many is set to one? So I said do while how many is less than three. If I don't change how many, then it's always going to be less than three, and the infinite loop you were talking about is going to happen, because how many is less than three? And if I don't do anything to change that, then how many will stay less than three?
And that's how you get how many down the increment.
I just drag how many down.
And left it in the wild.
Okay, yeah. Let me just get rid of all of this and do it one more time. Delete. So I'm saying while, and then I put in a holder of true.
Yeah.
Then I dragged how many down here and said while how many, and I said, wait a minute, I didn't think I got it in the right place. While how many is less than three is what I had in my example up there. Then I had something I wanted to do, so I clicked on toy ball, and I'm just going to have the toy ball bounce. I'm not going to have anything else bounce on this one. Now I drag how many down here, and it gives me the choice of incrementing by one. And it also gives me the choice of decrement by one, meaning subtract one. So now this means that I'm saying while many is starting out at one, is it less than three? Yes, I make the ball bounce. Now I increment how many by one. So how many has now become a two? Is it less than three? Yes. So I make the toy ball bounce, and then I increment it, and it's now up to three. So now is it less than three? No, so it stops the loop. Okay, so that's how I set it up. Now, interestingly enough, on this one, I'm going to take out the one I put in there because it's going to mess things up. So I'm going to delete that and just do it this time. So I'm going to say play, and they all go up, and now they are each individually bouncing because I didn't put them together. So that's one, that's two, and now how many is up to three? So they all just go down because I said do while how many is less than three. Well, one and two are less than three, but three isn't less than three. So I would only do it twice. This will mean that I will do it twice. Okay, so again, this is, if I have a loop, what we're talking about here is we've looked at three different ways I can do a loop. If I say loop five times, okay. If I say loop five times or loop how many times, then it knows exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to loop five times if it's a five, or four times if it's a four. It's supposed to do it. So loop how many times, or I could have a X number of times there, whatever number I put, and it will loop that many times. Now with the while loop, I'm putting a condition on it, and I'm saying while how many is less than 3. Okay, so I put a condition on it. Now my problem is, how am I going to change how many? If I say loop how many times, it keeps track of. If it's a 5, it does it 5 times. If it's a 3, it does it 3 times. But down here I said loop, do it while how many is less than 3. Well, how many is 1? If I don't change how many 1, it's going to do it forever. So I need to change how many. And the way I change how many is I can say increment, which means move it up. Or I can say decrement, which means move it down. Okay, and then the third way that we did it is we had, so this was way one, this is another way, and the other way was I could have a loop and it let me give the start, it let me give the end, and it let me give the change. And that was when I said do the advanced part of the loop. So in that one, I told it where to start, I told it where to end, and I told it the change. In the while, I said do while how many is less than 3. That told me where to end. Where to start was right there in the definition of how many, and the change was increment by. Okay? So those are the 3 things that we've talked about that you have to do when you have a loop. You have to set, you have to check to end, and you have to change. Those are the 3 things that you have to do. And so here, I set how many at 1. I check the end, do it while it's less than 3. And I change by doing the increment. Okay. Here, I set it, I check it, and I change it. With the loop, it happens behind the scenes. If I say loop 5 times, then Alice keeps track of the fact that it's doing it 5 times and it does the changing. So it keeps track of things. So this is just a reinforcement of how a loop works. And I guarantee you there is a question about the 3 things you have to make a loop work on the final. Or I almost guarantee you. I think I put it in there. I meant to put it in there. So, if you have questions, ask, because I'm going to ask you.
Like all loops in general, right?
Okay. Yeah, all loops in general have to have those 3 things. They have to know them. They present them in different ways. You know, in most languages, you couldn't write loop how many times, although some you can. But it's behind the scenes, that means it's keeping track of. It understands that if you put it X times, that it has to do it for you.
So, like, it's if, like, what do you mean the 3 things? That's while?
Well, the 3 things on a loop are these. You have to set the start point. So you set the start. Okay, so I set a start of how many up there, 1. Over here, they actually had a start where I set it. But I set the start. I check the end. Okay. So while how many is less than 3 is checking. And then when I say increment by 1, that means that I am changing. So there's the set, there's the check, and there's the change.
All right.
Okay? I'm setting, I'm checking, and I'm changing. And I have to do all 3 to have a loop work successfully. Okay? So, in the 10 minutes that's left, I'd like you to take and add a while loop onto what you've already done. So you should have a loop and an if statement. Now go add a while loop to it. And I'd like you to also add the another little loop that does the all three things, the start, the end. So I want you to put up a while loop. And I want you to, let's see if I have another one, yes. I want you to do this kind, which if you just put up the loop and click on, if you put up the loop and click on, so loop two times, whatever. But if you click on show complicated version, it will then show the complicated version. And it then establishes a memory variable for you called index. You can pick a starting point, an ending point, and an increment. So I'd like you to add those two to what you've already done and send it to me. Okay, so I want to see something that has the three kinds of loop and an if statement in it. And you've got 8 minutes. So write fast. You can always send it to me from home. Yeah, to start over.
Too frustrating what I was trying to do. So.
Yeah, no, the keep it simple, stupid is the best approach here. To make a realistic tennis game, you need more than a half an hour. As I told you, I went to a seminar on this a couple of years ago, and they wanted us to do a project, and I tried to make a horse gallop.
Oh, yeah.
Idiot. you know, because you had to coordinate. You talked about body parts.
Yeah.
You can get to body parts. I had to coordinate the body parts on four legs to make a horse gallop. Oh, my horse was pretty sick looking.
how do you get the equals sign? We have how many?
Today?
None for,
no, I'm not sure.
It does that automatically.
Right.
If you create a variable, it starts out with the initial value right down here.
Yeah.
And so if I give it a name and call it RRR, it says RRR equals 1.
Yeah, I know it. I know where I messed up. I was following the wrong thing.
And we're done. After you finish this, because next week is all makeup.
So you want the while in the loop for the final?
I don't care whether it's a separate loop. You can just put a separate loop up. Oh. I want three different loops. I want you to send me something that has three different loops. The two kinds of loop, the plain and simple one and the complicated one, and the while. Okay, so I want the three kinds of loops, and I want an if statement.
Is the complicated one, you want the if and else in the loop? Is that what you mean by complicated?
No, the complicated is just once I click on loop. If I have loop, and I say loop five times, it does it that way. If I click on show complicated version, it changes it loop from index starting out at 0, up to, but not including 5, increment by 1.
Okay.
So it actually sets it for you, yeah.
I have a question. With the while, like, you know the way you set it to true, if what's true?
Yeah, nothing. It's a placeholder.
It's just
that while true and if true and all that are basically placeholders.
So when I do my if thing, it just, whatever it's going to do depends on if I want it to be true or false?
Yeah, well, no, you're going to say if, and then you can actually click on true, and then you're going to do something like drag down how many, and say if how many is greater than 2, or you're going to do something like that. So you're putting something in there. The true that you put in at the beginning is just a placeholder.
How do we put the increment in?
Yeah, how do we get
how
many?
How many is up here? It's a variable.
Functions, right?
No, wait a minute. Whoa.
How many is a variable? Let me finish hers and then I'll get to yours, but the two do not have the same answer. If I drag the how many down, so I originally had here true, but I really want to test something. So I drag the how many down and I said if how many is less than 12, for example. And so now it says if how many is less than 12. Now I'm a firm believer for this one is if you generate a random number between 1 and 12 or 0 and 12, then you have something to test. If not, it's whatever how many is set. So how many is a 1, so I'll always do that. Otherwise, I'll always do that, which is why I like the random numbers. On the while, your question was on the while, right?
Yeah.
The way I get the increment, if I just drag how many down, it says, do you want to increment? So if I just drag how many down, it gives me the ability to increment.
And you want us to send this to you?
Yeah. It's just a check-off. It's not a graded, but I want you to have played with it, so I want you to send me something to prove you played with it.
How did you get it? Where you have to create the variable, and at that time, create the variable, you have to specify whether you want it to be equal to or greater than?
It's when you actually use it. So if I bring up the while, and I say true as a placeholder, then I drag the how many down there, it then gives me all those choices.
I keep getting error messages from Alice with this book.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
Want me to take a look?
I don't know what I'm doing.
There are PowerPoints out there that go through Alice for the way that you can look at. Yeah, you do. It doesn't make you, does it?
It keeps saying, you know,
I had that yesterday.
Okay, index from 1 up to 5. That should be fine. Well, why don't you drag it up there now?